email ray@rte.ie. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Kerry facing off in Croker this weekend. We'll have Donegal and Kerry. The whole country is waiting to find out who will lift the Sam Maguire this year. But for one inter-county couple, the stakes are even higher. Pauline Haggerty from Kerry and her Donegal husband, Robbie Porter, will be cheering on their respective counties at the final on Sunday. But only one will be leaving with a smile on their face. And they join me on the line now. Pauline, Robert, hello.
Hello, Brendan.
How are you?
Good, thanks.
Good. You sound tense already.
Okay.
Pauline, have the battle lines been drawn already?
Oh, listen, sure, the crack is 90 down here in the kingdom.
Okay.
And the slagging and everything on the run-off, sure, it's great. We're having great fun out of it. Yeah, bringing back memories of 2014, Brendan.
Oh, very good. And how has the build-up to the final been between you both? Has Robert been a good sportsman, I'll ask first?
Oh, sure he is. Yeah. He's having a crack with us and a bit of media frenzy. He's loving it, sure.
the media frenzy. Ireland's golden couple now. I love it. Robert, you're both huge GAA fans, of course. You even had a GAA-themed wedding.
That's right. They had, Paul had organised everything for a play there. Wedding invitations a lot.
Well, it was a big year, obviously, 2014, but you came into your reception to this music, right? Listen. Let's hear it. Brilliant crack. Okay, it's actually that music actually makes you even more wired, doesn't it? Pauline, you're part of Kerry royalty, Kerry football royalty.
I am indeed.
Go on, tell us.
Yeah, who you fantastic. So my uncle Tim was a famous horse that was in the four in a row, and he captained Kerry in 1979. And also just a mention to his son Noel, who's actually been honoured on Sunday in Croke Park because he was part of the Jubilee team in 2000. That conquered in All Ireland as well, and then he's also his son Tig.
This is your uncle Tim Kennelly, is that right?
Yes, the horse.
Oh,
and then Tig, his other son, was the first Irishman to win an AFL for Sydney Swans in 2005, and then he came home to win an All Ireland in 2009.
Oh, fantastic! It's really deep in your DNA. I can hear it.
Yes,
Where will you be watching the match?
Listen, we'll be watching it in Croke Park. We have to give a big shout out to our home pub, which is Tomashin's. My father, my brother and his family run it. So it's all decked out and it's a lovely little village. It's a famous pub in North Kerry.
Lovely.
And we also have our club man, Ballydunhu man, Jason Foley, who's having a flying year. We want to give a big shout out to him and wish him all the best from everyone at Tomashin's as well.
So I think we were hoping for a little more rivalry here. You seem too aligned. Come here, Robert. Are you feeling confident about the game on Sunday?
I would be. I feel like confident enough. You know, we're back-to-back Ulster champions. We have a good, strong defence. Probably the best defence in the country. Our forwards are in form, you know. You have Michael Murphy, Paddy McBurtie, O'Shane Gow. So, we're in flying form, you know. A little bit tight, but I'll say back Donegal, you know.
What's your prediction?
4 points, Donegal.
Pauline, how are you feeling about... Are you sitting beside each other just saying, are you cross?
No. Definitely not.
How are you feeling about... what's your prediction, Pauline?
We are confident, obviously, but I would hope that we would win by maybe 3 points at the end. I think we'll get the better of it and we've a lot of good panel as well. The bench will be our only worry. But I think if we get on top, we should win by 3 points at least.
Amazing.
Fingers crossed.
So you're both obviously... going to share, you're going to carpool. You're not going to drive separately to Dublin. It would be unenvironmental for a start, unsustainable.
You're probably locking in the boot.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. He might be tumming from Croke Park on Sunday, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just wondering, like, it's an impossible situation because you can't appoint a designated driver because that's just not fair, right?
Yeah, exactly. And the TikToks of Jimmy's winning matches, I hope we won't be listening to that anyway.
Oh, does he play Jimmy's winning matches to you all the time?
Every evening, yeah. Head fried, Brendan, sitting beside him with TikToks going all the time.
Don't respond, Paul. He's trying to break you down. He can hear the strength in your voice.
Absolutely. I actually think that they've no other claim to fame at the moment.
Hey, listen, here we've got the fame up and gonna go.
Yeah, I'm gonna wave a white flag in the middle here now from the trenches here. How will the journey be back though? You're going to drive back together on Sunday, I presume, and try and get back before the pub closes. Maybe how will the journey be back?
Yes. Oh, listen, it'll be... Well, listen, it's going to be a good car either way anyway. Somebody's coming home happy. But I don't think the gang in Smosh will be happy to see Robert coming in with a Donegal jersey if they win, Sam. You're putting the ball corner.
I tell you. And Pauline, there you go. The glass always half full. Love that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, you're good sports for taking the call. Thank you so much. And best of luck to both of you. Best of luck to Donegal and Kerry.
Good luck,
have a great day. Thanks so much. Let's take a break.